Restoring My Soul, Monday the 1st of September, the Father and Mother of the Bride City. The Apostle Paul contrasted the motherhood of Hagar with the motherhood of Sarah. Hagar represents a carnal way of living within the household of faith. The children of her motherhood are in bondage, they are not free. In this regard, Ishmael represents the presumption and conduct of those who live according to the flesh. Sarah was delivered from walking according to the flesh. She is a type of the church, the Jerusalem from above. The children of the Jerusalem from above are free. They are citizens of the heavenly city. Paul told us that by faith Abraham was illuminated to and waited patiently for the city that has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. By faith, Abraham and Sarah confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth, for they believed for their citizenship in the New Jerusalem, the heavenly city that God had prepared for them. Even more than this, Abraham and Sarah found grace and faith to become the father and mother of a daughter. That is, they became the father and mother of the bride city, the New Jerusalem. The Lord, through the prophet Isaiah, identified Abraham and Sarah as the father and mother of the bride of Christ, declaring, "Listen to me, you who follow after righteousness, you who seek the Lord. Look to the rock from which you were hewn, and to the hole of the pit from which you were dug. Look to Abraham your father, and to Sarah who bore you, for I called him alone, and blessed him, and increased him. For the Lord will comfort Zion, the mountain upon which the heavenly Jerusalem is built." According to this same faith that was demonstrated by Abraham and Sarah, a courting couple can likewise believe for their marriage to become established as a newly formed house within the city of the heavenly Jerusalem, the corporate bride of Christ. The references used in today's devotions are Galatians chapter 4, verse 23, Galatians chapter 4, verses 25 and 26, Hebrews chapter 11, verses 10 and 16, Romans chapter 4, verse 16, 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 6, Revelation chapter 21 verse 2, and Isaiah chapter 51 verses 1 to 3. For further study, Isaiah chapter 51.